there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. This is my third season of Simple Acts, Big Impact, and I am consistently impressed by my young guests. But I don't think I have smiled as much or been as delighted by a guest as I was by Michaela C., a high school student from Southern California. Michaela's enthusiasm for service is completely genuine and truly infectious. Inspired by her service work through the Girl Scouts, she decided to host a beach cleanup birthday party to help her community, and her nonprofit, Clean Up the Beach, was born. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited as we move through our Earth Month celebrations here to introduce you to my new friend, Michaela. She is going to tell us all about this wonderful work she does to clean up the beach in her hometown. Hey, Michaela, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, and then tell us all about your project. Start from the very beginning, the spark, the inspiration, all the good stuff.
Okay, so hi again. My name is Michaela. I go to Torrance High School, and I live in Carson, California. And my nonprofit organization is called Clean Up the Beach. And I have a long story, so yeah, I'll just start from the beginning.
So basically,
I joined Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts opened me to different community service ideas, such as cleaning up the beach, giving back to the homeless, and just making the world a better place. I joined Girl Scouts in third grade. We would do beach cleanups at least twice a year in the summertime. It was amazing. We would do it with Heal the Bay and so many other different organizations out in the Los Angeles area, such as like Malibu, Newport Beach, Long Beach, like, you know, all the different beaches around in this area. So yeah, I was doing that for like a good like 2 to 3 years with like different organizations. And then in 2020, COVID hit. And it was just a crazy time, as everyone might know. And I knew I wanted to make a change. Like my whole thing is that I wanted to see if I could like give back to the community or like give back to the people that like needed help the most, especially in that hard time. So there are three main awards in Girl Scouts: the Bronze Award, the Silver Award, and the Gold Award. The Bronze Award, I gave back to the homeless. I gave back clothes, shoes, also Girl Scout cookies as well. So then I can make sure to like help them. And then my Silver Award, I actually did during quarantine, where I gave back to the Watts community, and I partnered up with this nonprofit organization called Eastside Writers Bike Club. And what they did is that they gave away 400 lunches and 400 breakfasts each and every single day. And I loved what they did. And I knew that I wanted to partner up with them, especially for my Silver Award. So I helped them give away all those lunches, all those breakfasts. And even I also gave away some of my clothes. We did like a whole entire clothes drive. And also we gave away shoes. And also we brought our own food in to give to the Watts community. So yeah, that was my Silver Award. And that's what kind of sparked the idea of a nonprofit. In the 2022 year, probably about like June, July-ish, Venice Beach was the talk of the town. Like there was a lot of homeless people. There was a lot of just trash everywhere. Like it was really bad. And I knew I wanted to do something to help the community. So my birthday was actually coming up, and I was like, instead of having a birthday party, I want to help the community, right? And my mom told me, she was like, why not we just do a beach cleanup? Because I couldn't find any beach cleanups in the area. So I was like, I want to do something, right? So yeah, she was like, why not just do like your own cleanup? And I was like, you're right. Right. So for my birthday party, I had a beach cleanup at Venice Beach for the first time. And at that time, it was just friends and family. And it was a great time. About like 20, 30 people came out. It was like, it was amazing. And when I did my first ever cleanup, I knew that I wanted to do this long term. Like, I was like, this is something that I love. Like, it's my passion, especially because I can bring something that I absolutely love. Like, I love the beach, but I hate litter.
I love how, you know, it's so clear, like the beach is such a beautiful place and we all enjoy it so much. And then it's the exact opposite thing when people leave their trash on it. Right. So it's, you know, you're so right. There's this, like, you love this place and you want to enjoy it and everyone should be able to enjoy it in a trash free environment. And yet people sit down in the sand and they just expect that, like, their garbage is going to somehow get absorbed by the sand, or worse, that the water, that the waves are going to come in and take their trash out into the ocean, which is so horrible. Like, I agree with you. It's so unbelievable to me that people put their cigarettes and all of these things. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. You wouldn't do that in your own yard, right? So why do people feel empowered to do that on the beach? So you, this sparked your passion here at your birthday beach cleanup, which I just love. And I wonder too, if maybe the city of Venice and other cities in California, and certainly that's true here on the East Coast as well, that maybe one of the things that we lost in the pandemic was sort of these beach cleanups and these volunteer efforts and these programs that would have been doing those things, but they kind of pulled back during the pandemic. So you were seeing sort of 2 years of garbage and not people not maintaining. So what did you do about that? How did you start your nonprofit? Tell us everything. Are you a 501c3? And how did you do that?
Yes. So basically, I actually partnered up with Heal the Bay, which is one of the bigger nonprofit organizations in the area. And they first actually helped me with permits, because if you didn't know, you need a permit to do a beach cleanup. So yeah, they helped me every single month to do that. And when I realized I wanted to do this long term, I was like, let's make this into a nonprofit. So about November, December of actually last year, we did all the paperwork and everything, and it's been an official nonprofit since January 11th of this year. And something that I do that's very different than other cleanups is that I have three main components that a lot of cleanups don't have. Like, for example, when I did like the beach cleanups with other organizations, they would do like, they would go to beaches such as Malibu, Newport Beach. Those beaches are so clean. Like, like literally we have to go to the parking lot to find trash.
Right.
So it was crazy. And I knew that there was like beaches such as Venice Beach in the area. So I was like, we need to go to a dirty beach. And like, it's crazy. And like, fun fact, Venice Beach is actually the second most visited place in Southern California, Disneyland being the first, but it's also like the dirtiest beach in California. So it's crazy. Cause my whole thing is that I want to change the reputation of Venice Beach. People, like tourists that want to come to Venice Beach, they think of, oh, let's go to Venice Beach, it's going to be fun. While like people in California, they're like, ugh, Venice Beach, you know? So yeah, I just want to change the reputation of like, let's go to Venice Beach, you know? So yeah, that was my first component. My second component is that a lot of the cleanups that I went to was only in the summertime. I make sure that my beach cleanups are year round. I do cleanups at least once a month in Venice Beach, of course, and because like the beach needs help like the whole entire year. There's gonna be trash every time. Like, yeah. So yeah, it's year round. And last but not least, my favorite part is that I always make sure that my beach cleanups are fun, because some are kind of like, let's say, not too entertaining. So I created scavenger hunts just so then people can have fun while also earning community service hours, because I also want to change the perspective of earning community service hours. Because when people think of community service, they think of like it's kind of like a chore, you know? I don't want it to feel like a chore. I want it to be like, guys, let's go clean up the beach today, you know? Like, you know, like they're actually excited to. And we've had so many people from different high schools like in the area come by and be like, this has been like the funnest time I've ever had, you know, cleaning up the beach.
You know, you've really hit on something there, which I, you know, I talk about in one of my books, which is helping families with young children to do service. And I wrote a second book for teens. But what I always say is like, you know, encourage your teens to do this with other teens, right? Because it's more fun if you're being social, right? And the second thing with younger kids, like do things that they enjoy doing. So make it fun, because everyone's always saying like, how do you get your kids to want to do service and they don't want to do the work or whatever? It is work, and we need to apply ourselves, and we have to have a high quality of work and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if you make it fun and engaging and something that people want to do, they will want to come back and do it over and over and over again. So you've really kind of figured that out at a very young age. And I just love that you've created this environment where it's getting the work done and cleaning up the beach, which is so, so important, as long as you're actually getting the trash collected and put, you know, wherever it needs to be and stuff. But you've made it fun and engaging so people want to come back. That's like the biggest thing. So I really applaud you for understanding that. So how do you find your volunteers? Like, where do you advertise this? How do you get groups to sign up? You said you're once a month. So do you typically have enough people to do the beach cleanup, or do you just kind of, however many people show up is what you use? How does that part work?
So mainly we find most of our volunteers off of Eventbrite. Eventbrite is like where like, yeah, we find like the most volunteers. And then also now, since like we get so many volunteers from Eventbrite, we're like one of the first beach cleanups to pop up. And then also we've been partnering up with the different high schools nearby. Like, for example, Culver City High School has showed us a lot of love, and we get a lot of volunteers from them, because I'm pretty sure they need 40 to 60 hours to graduate. So like we get a lot of volunteers from them. And yeah, so, and then also we actually just launched our website, so we're hoping that can also help us get some volunteers as well. So yeah.
Yeah, and you'll for sure get on the news and stuff like that. Like this kind of stuff, you know, good news spreads fast, fortunately. And to see young people engaged in this kind of work, I think is really, people want to hear good news, especially these days, right? Do you do any fundraising? Do you have to buy anything? Like, if do you have to buy the garbage bags or the garbage pickers or anything? Does anybody donate that stuff for you?
So fortunately, our biggest sponsor is Chick-fil-A. So,
oh my gosh, that's so, yeah, amazing.
Chick-fil-A gave us buckets and trash pickers, and they're just amazing. Like, if you guys go to Chick-fil-A and you know, like the chicken sandwiches and the pickles on the chicken sandwiches, those come in 5-gallon buckets. Surprisingly,
so they give you the buckets for the garbage.
Surprisingly, we need 5-gallon buckets. So like, right, they don't, right, like, you know, after all the pickles are out, they don't know what to do with the buckets, so they give them to us.
Now, oh, that's awesome.
Like, now our garage smells like pickles, but it's great.
That's so amazing.
So yeah, like they're amazing. And then also Cosm is an event space in Hollywood Park, right next to SoFi Stadium. And they're amazing too. We did a private cleanup with them. They brought all of their employees out. It was over 100 of them, and it was like some like a team bonding experience before they actually opened Cosm, and it was just amazing. And they donated like over 50 buckets as well, and a lot of gloves and trash pickers. So we're set. Like,
yeah, I mean, that, you know, you've really figured this out at a very young age. So that's amazing. Is, you know, corporate sponsorship, right, is having a corporate team which needs to do this sort of work in the community to show that they care about our community, right? And it's the right thing to do. You know, you want to work for a company that has that sort of a program. So again, you know, they come, they bring a team of people, they give their friend their team a time off, or they have them sign up on the weekends, and then they sponsor and give you the money that you need to purchase the things or provide those things. Like, that's just, that's sort of brilliant. And then you can use those same things for the kids that come, the community members that come, the families, the teens that come from the high school or whatever. Well, Michaela, I don't know. You just really, your enthusiasm for this is really infectious and wonderful. And gosh, I wish that everybody had that, the same attitude that, you know, this is something you really care about. You love the beach. You really get upset when people mess it up. Let's do something about it. I mean, it's just the most simple model, and yet it's so beautiful. Can you tell everybody about your website, your brand new website, which is exciting, your social media handles, all of that good stuff? And I live in New York City, but if I'm ever in California, I would love to come and do a beach cleanup with you. It sounds so fun.
Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, of course, my new website is cleanupthebeachca.org. You can find all of our events for the rest of the year, and coming soon, we're going to be having all the cleanups for next year coming soon. And also we have our Instagram. It's clean_up_the_beach_ca. It's kind of long. Nice.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Of course.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.